T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Paul Douglas, along with DJ on a Friday. Hope your Friday is going well, and thank you for spending some time with us today. The U.S. Senate approved a $40 billion emergency aid package for Ukraine, and the bill is being flown to South Korea, where President Joe Biden will sign it during his first trip to Asia. Weird that they would physically fly the bill. I mean, they don't have fax machines in the White House. They can't scan it and send it. I guess it has to. It's weird. I don't get it. But whatever. Look, we're helping. NATO is helping. The European Union is helping in a big way. And it's all about boots on the ground, though, right? It's not just the people who are fighting on the front line. It's about the food, the logistics, the armor, and the doctors and nurses who have spent time in Ukraine trying to help where they can. Rick McCleary is a loyal CCO listener. He's joined us a couple of times bragging, and he should be bragging, about his daughter Tally, who spent time nursing in Ukraine. Now Tally is back, and I'll bet she has some stories to tell. Tally McCleary joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, Tally.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
So how long were you over there?
I was there for 4 weeks, through kind of the beginning of March to the beginning of April.
Wow. And where were you in Ukraine?
So I was in kind of a central part of Ukraine. Can't give the city name, but I was at a we set up field hospitals, and so we had set up a field hospital for mostly urgent care type of issues. And so mostly what we did is take care of urgent care needs and people from Ukraine that were displaced, like leaving, you know, the eastern side and things like that, to come to more safer spots, and so then they would come to us for their urgent care needs.
Tally, were you tending battlefield injuries, or was it more the local population urgent care for the people that lived in that city?
It was, we had some wounds from, like, shrapnel and things, you know, things falling on people when their city was bombed. But it was like old wounds, like, you know, they'd be like a week old or something, because then they had fled their area, Kharkiv and all those places they had fled. And so then when they came to us, we were helping them with some, you know, older wounds. And then we had people directly impacted by the war in other ways. And then we had a lot of displaced Ukrainians, so they're not from the area. They had come to the area for safety. And so that was the majority of our patients were patients that had come there from other areas of Ukraine that were under attack or under siege, and then they would come for safety. And then that is the majority of the patients that we saw.
Tally, how did you get over there? How did you make the decision, and why did you make the decision to go?
Well, I work for Samaritan's Purse and their disaster assistance response team. And so we go wherever the need is. Sorry, I'm at work. So
oh.
The helicopter. So we go wherever the need is. And so that can be natural disasters, war-torn areas, outbreaks of whatever kind. And so they just send us wherever they need us. And I just felt compelled from the moment I started seeing things happening in Ukraine. And so when I got the call pretty quick after, you know, the event started, I just immediately said, yes, I'll go. So,
well,
of course I'll go. Yeah.
I'm in awe of the people who put their lives on hold here in the United States and have rushed to Ukraine. So kudos to you and the other doctors and nurses with Samaritan's Purse. I'm curious. I'm sure in your mind's eye, you had maybe some ideas of what you would encounter. I'm curious, how did the reality on the ground differ, or did it differ from what you imagined you would see?
Yeah, initially when they call us to go, you really don't know what you're walking into. You're just, your answer is just, yes, I'll go. And so I'm an ER nurse, and so I was kind of anticipating, you know, the ER scene. And we do have a full ER, ICU, OR over there as well. But then we went to a different area of the country that had a different need, which was more urgent care. So that was different right off the bat, and it was good because we had time to actually talk to the people and get to know them and really, you know, pour into their lives as opposed to just treating injury after injury. So that was really great. And I think the thing that struck me is they're just, like, living their lives. There's educated people, there's people that are in university, there's people that are, you know, just doing their jobs, raising families, and just literally left their homes and fled. And so it was just really striking that, I mean, this just could be anybody. I guess I just was like, so, such a weird thing. I've been to other places and other situations, and you sometimes can't relate as much, but you could just look at them and just think, wow, they're just living their life and it's just disrupted. And so that was probably the most shocking thing, was just getting to know them as just people that are just in a trauma right now, in a conflict, in a trauma. And that was just hard to wrap my brain around.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
I don't blame you. The people of Ukraine, I've been very impressed. I mean, they're not waffling. And I realize many people, especially women and children, did in fact flee to Poland and Romania and other countries within the NATO bloc. But
correct.
A lot of people, I'm struck by the number of people who are staying and trying to have a normal life, if that's possible, in a war zone. And how stoic they are, and their sense of resolve that they're going to push the invaders back, which has to be complicated for Ukraine because many of them have relatives in Russia, and it's just this weird dynamic, right?
Yes, correct. They're family. I mean, some of them have a Russian parent and a Ukrainian parent, or you know, relatives, and so that was hard. It was hard on them, hard for them to talk about. We had a lot of our interpreters were people that were displaced. And so they were helping us translate, but at the same time, they were also dealing with their own upheaval and trauma. And, but I think it was also healing for them too. There's just a very united front. They're very supportive. There's people opening their homes to strangers, letting them stay. They're just very united, and, stoic is a good word, and so that it was you know, it's cool to see that. It's cool to see people just band together and hold each other up and encourage each other and help each other. So that was really neat to see and be a part of as well.
My sense is they want the same things we expect here in the United States and much of the West, right? They want the right to self-determination. They want to choose their future. They want to choose their representatives. They want freedom, right? They want the same kind of freedom that we all want here in the West. And I'm just curious, what was their reaction to you? I mean, Do they like Americans? Do they appreciate the support? What was their reaction as you got to know some of these people a little bit better?
They were so appreciative. I had many of them just tell us, we can't believe how many people in the world care about us. Like they would just say that. They were just in awe that people would put their lives on hold or come to a country that is involved in a war, that they would have people, so many people caring for them and wanting to help them. They talked about it a lot. And that felt pretty neat. You know, we're neutral. We go in neutral. We don't take sides. We take care of needs. And so we just really try to just go in and do the job set before us. But, you know, we all want freedom and rights. You know, we all do. So they're no different in that way. They just want to live their lives. And so, yeah, it was they were very, very thankful and grateful that there were so many people. I mean, they commented on it a lot about how many people in the world just are caring for them.
Well, Telly, I'm in awe. And I have to ask you the question this hour. What's at the top of your list when it comes to stress? I mean, most Americans are stressed out. Is there one thing for you personally that's at the top of your list when it comes to stress?
The top of my list for stress. I probably have different stressors. I feel like maybe top of my list is my body not being as young as I want it to be anymore. So
yeah.
That's probably truly it. It's just like, oh, I just want to go and do. And, you know, I'm not old, but, you know, I just don't have the same. But, yes, that stresses me out. And then I would just say just everything that I see happening in America, I just want unity. I just want people to just be unified again and just, you know, talk, not fight, just talk and agree to disagree and embrace differences instead of just always battle over them. So those are probably my top stressors, I guess.
Well, you and I share that concern, and I wish you the very best.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.